Steve Fleck for Pedal Magazine. I am with the bronze medal winning winner in the scratch race at the first International Milton Cycling Classic. Canadian, Dylan Davis. Dylan, how did the race go for you?
It went pretty good. After last weekend, I couldn't really find my legs at national championships, but I decided also I was going to try to race aggressively this weekend, which is what I'm more used to back home in Vancouver at Burnaby Velodrome, and I went with an early move that two guys ended up going back to the pack, and I was out by myself for a bit, got joined by a couple others, and it was a long race, but it paid off.
Now, there was a bit of a mix-up there at the finish. Is that often happens in the scratch race where riders get lapped, and then we really didn't know who was second or third? The winner was clear, but we didn't know who was second or third there for a while.
Well, this one I actually didn't even know at first, because I didn't think that we had passed Zach, so I mean, seeing him come over top of me was a little disappointing, but he's got such a turn of speed at the end of a race, I'm not really surprised about it. But it can get pretty confusing for us even out there sometimes. It is a little unusual for the scratch races I've been in that such a large number takes a lap. Things were a little bit disjointed maybe today, so it was a little confusing, but it was, I mean, I knew I wasn't winning the race, but when I saw someone come over my shoulder, it's a little disappointing, but it happens.
What do you think of the facility? Week old, brand new? How some people are saying this is going to be a real game changer for cycling in Canada.
I think it's going to be, myself, yeah. For one, our Canadian national teams don't have to go to LA anymore, which in the winter still might be nice, I don't know, then they can ride outside too, but it's going to be really great that, especially for Ontario cycling, and even cyclists in Quebec, because they have velodromes in Quebec as well, that it means in the winter they have a facility to come ride inside that's international standards. Hopefully, I mean, I'm assuming that this is going to be a yearly event here, so it's a really good spot for Canadian athletes to step up their game and start riding high-level track events more often, as well as UCI points are important for us as a nation to get, and it makes it a lot easier for Canadian athletes to get to the races. If this was anywhere else, I wouldn't have made it this weekend. So,
what's the process between here and the Pan Am Games for you?
For me, oh, I don't know. I think I'm out of the selection pool right now, but if I keep racing well, it might change. But I'm pretty sure I'm going to be out of the track selection process. But we'll see.
Well, best wishes with that, Dylan. Thanks for taking a few minutes tonight.
Yeah, no problem. Thank you.